USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first shots in the Virginia Beach killings were fired outside of the building. One contractor was killed in the parking lot, and a woman on her way out of the building were the first people to die. He then headed to the second floor and shot people at random. Police say he was killed after a long gun battle. Virginia Police Chief James Cervera was asked how long the battle was.
In the police world, anything more than 3 to 5 shots is a long gun battle. I can tell you that, although I do not have the exact number of rounds that the perpetrator fired, it was well into the double digits.
Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker spoke about the need for gun control on CNN's State of the Union.
There are millions of Americans that live now in fear. Fear of letting their kids go to school, fear of going to their house of worships, fear of walking in their own neighborhoods.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Trump administration is still answering questions about the fallout over President Trump and the U.S. John McCain. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told reporters that the Navy did get a request to keep the warship's name hidden from the president.
The White House military office coordinated directly with the 7th Fleet, and the White House military office gave a directive that the USS John McCain should be hidden from view. The directive was not carried out.
President Trump isn't backing down from his plan to impose a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports in about a week. But USA Today's Susan Page explains that might be a problem for the proposed U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
You know, there was actually some thought that this might be something that could get approved by the Congress, this new NAFTA or NAFTA 2.0. But I think the sense is that that prospect, which wasn't that bright but maybe was there, has been undermined by this threat to Mexico on tariffs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's tariff proposals on Mexico is supported by Homeland Security. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McLeanan says Mexico needs to step up and do more to address the crisis at the border following the president's decision to impose tariffs on Mexican exports over the issue. He says Mexico has to do more to stop immigrants at their southern border.
And these crossings into Mexico are happening on a 150-mile stretch of their southern border. This is a controllable area. We need them to put their authorities down there and interdict these folks before they make this route all the way to the U.S.
President Trump on Thursday announced a 5% tariff beginning June 10th on all Mexican imports until such time as illegal migrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop.
A governor who was considering a challenge to President Trump has made his decision, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Very popular among Republicans as well as Democrats in his home state, but often at odds with President Trump's policies, Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan says he won't challenge President Trump in the Republican primaries. Hogan tweeting on Saturday he appreciates the encouragement to do so, but he now plans to dedicate himself to a second term as Maryland's governor. Currently, President Trump only faces one challenger for the Republican nomination in former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.